Hello, my name is LaShonda, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I've got a COVID-19 rules and regulations question.
Okay, I can see if I can assist you.
Okay, well, I appreciate it because I've been gotten the runaround from the Madison County Health Department. Nobody knows there, and they referred me to the cosmetology office in Montgomery, and then they referred me to the state public health department, and this is where I'm at now. So my question is, I'm a customer at a barber shop, mm-hmm. and I need to get my beard trimmed. Is mm-hmm. there any regulation that would require the barber? My barber tells me that he will incur a $500 fine if he was to cut my beard now.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that further.
I'm trying to find out if somebody's given him incorrect information or whether he just doesn't want to cut my beard or what. I don't know. And it would seem like with the, you know, I've called all of these different departments and everything, and I keep getting the runaround. Nobody knows the rules.
Well, sir, what I do know, I can't really answer that question for you on if your barber is not telling the truth about he'll get fined $500
if
he cuts your...
Well, I just need to know the regulation concerning beard trimming by barbers in the state of Alabama. It should
well,
be
I'm not,
right.
I'm not sure of that information. However, we are in a COVID-19, and if he decides that he doesn't want to cut your beard because you're not 6 feet of distance, I really don't know what else to share with you.
Well, I don't know either. I was just wanting to know if there's a rule that which prohibits him from cutting beards.
I'm not aware of that rule, sir. I don't know if that is a rule or not. This line is just for people to get tested for the COVID-19, where you'll get positive or
negative
test results.
Well, your switchboard switched me to this particular line, and so I don't know who I'm supposed to be talking to.
I can give you our website, though, if maybe that'll help. You can look on there and see if maybe they...
No, it won't because I'm visually impaired and I can't get on the Internet right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that, though. Okay.
So nobody that I've talked to so far knows anything about the COVID rules for barbers trimming beards.
I don't know if that's even, I don't know if that is a rule or if it's not a rule, but what I do know is we're in a COVID-19 and everybody is asking or being asked to stay 6 feet of distance. Now that I do know.
Could you tell me how my barber's going to cut my hair 6 foot away from me?
That may be why he's saying that someone's going to charge him $500 so he doesn't have to be, so he can be 6 feet away. I'm not sure.
Well, I've been in there for a haircut, and he's cut my hair before
mm-hmm.
During the COVID situation. And, you know, you can't very well cut somebody's hair standing 6 foot away from them.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't make sense to you, would it?
I don't know. That's between you and your barber, sir. I don't really have any answers for that.
What you're saying then is if he wanted to, he could.
What I'm saying is the rules with the COVID-19 right now is everyone to be 6 feet of distance so everybody can try to stay healthy and safe. That's what I'm saying, sir.
Well, how am I going to be 6 foot away from my barber and him be able to cut any hair on my body?
That's between you and your barber, sir. I don't have an answer for that.
Between me and the state, because I'm fixing to call the governor, and we're going to find out. Thank you very much.
What you want? Do you want Governor Ivey's number? Is that what you're asking for?